Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, but actually something that happened in France. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 30th of June 1559, King Henry II of France suffered a mortal head wound while jousting. The king died on the 10th of July and was succeeded by his son Francis II, or Francois II. Henry was the second son of King Francis I and Queen Claude of France. In 1533, at the age of 14, he'd married Catherine de' Medici, and in 1536 he became heir to the French throne following the death of his older brother Francis, Duke of Brittany, after a game of tennis. Henry's father died in March 1547, and Henry became King Henry II, or Henri II. During his 12-year reign, Henry persecuted the Huguenots, the French Protestants, and warred with Austria. In 1558, following the marriage of his son, the Dauphin Francis, to Mary, Queen of Scots, and the death of Queen Mary I of England, Henry proclaimed the couple the rightful King and Queen of England. In 1559, the Peace of Cateau-Cambrésis brought the Italian Wars to an end. The Italian Wars were a series of wars which had been rumbling on between the houses of Valois and Habsburg since 1494, and which had been resurrected by Henry II in 1551 as he tried to lay claim once more to Italy. Unfortunately for Henry, France had been soundly beaten in the most recent battles, so it was time to make peace. The terms of the peace treaty included the agreement of a marriage between Philip and Elizabeth of Valois, King Henry II of France's daughter. Emmanuel Philibert of Savoy also married Margaret of France, Duchess of Berry, Henry II's sister. To celebrate the treaty and the marriage of his daughter, Henry II arranged a tournament at the Place Royale at the Hôtel des Tournelles. Henry was a keen sportsman and loved jousting, so he participated in the joust on the 30th of June 1559, wearing the colours of Diane de Poitiers. Sadly, he suffered a fatal injury while jousting against Gabriel Montgomery, captain of the King's Scottish Guard. Splinters from Montgomery's lance entered his right eye. His physicians, Ambroise Paré and Andreas Vesalius, did their best to try and save the king, but he died 11 days later, on the 10th of July 1559. In their article, The Death of Henry II, King of France, From Myth to Medical and Historical Fact, Marc Zanello, Philippe Charlier, Robert Corn, Bertrand Devaux, Patrick Birch and Johann Palu used contemporary accounts and modern medical knowledge to conclude that Henry II was the victim of craniofacial trauma involving the right eye, and that he died from periorbital cellulitis caused by a retained foreign body in the wound, complicated by a left interhemispheric empyema preceded by a traumatic interhemispheric hematoma. They go on to say that it would appear that the royal court doctors advocated a wait-and-see strategy with little actual input from Ambroise Paré or Andreas Vesalius, with a clearly regrettable outcome. The French Reformed theologian and scholar Theodore Beza wrote of the king's death, "Tool of bad men, Henry, thy thirst for blood, fit retribution found, from thy pierced eyeball gushed a purple flood which crimsoned all the ground." Henry was buried in the royal mausoleum of the Basilica of Saint-Denis just outside Paris. He was succeeded by his 15-year-old son, Francis II, with Mary, Queen of Scots, as his consort. Francis only reigned for just over a year, dying in December 1560 from complications from an ear infection. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 30th of June 1541, King Henry VIII and his fifth wife, Queen Catherine Howard, set off on their progress to the north of England. Find out about the motives behind this huge undertaking, what happened on the progress, and why Henry VIII's life changed so dramatically when he got back in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.